Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening in other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this Sabbath, March 15, 2025. We are going to begin a new chapter. It's chapter 85, entitled By the Sea Once More, of our lesson 430. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother once more to bless us with a tiny thought hymn entitled Burden I Lifted at Calvary.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Cast your care on Jesus today. Leave your worry and fear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Troubled soul, the Savior can see every heartache and tear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to ask any one of the little ones that would like to open their section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. We can take the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall do labor and do all thy work. In the 7 days is the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people who in the seventh commandment of the Sabbath, and please protect the Sabbath word to our bottom line. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, dear little one. It is story time for our precious tiny thoughts and family. Let's have listening ear for our dear brother. We'll be able to share our last part of our chapter 23 entitled Calvary of a storybook, the story about Jesus. Dear brother Dick, your mic is off.
That's normal. Okay, the Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the books of Isaiah, Psalms, Luke, Matthew, Mark, and so there's a bunch of them today. Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement or the whipping of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. In Psalm 26:16, says, for dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierce my hands and feet. This was a prophecy that David gave, or at least somebody in the Psalms, of what would happen to Jesus, the Messiah. In Psalm 22:18, they part my garments among them and cast lots on my vesture. The vesture was an outer piece of garment that was all one piece. It wasn't a seam. Luke 23:37, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. Matthew 27:42, he saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him come down from the cross, and we'll believe him. They wouldn't have. Matthew 27:43, he trusted in God. Let him have him now. Let him deliver him now if he'll have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. They knew what he had said. Mark 15:29. And they that passed by railed on him. They made fun of him. They made remarks that weren't nice. Wagging their heads and saying, aha, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days. Save thyself and come down from the cross. Mark 15:30. But Jesus never said, I can destroy this temple and rebuild it in 3 days. He said, you destroy this temple, he meant himself, and I'll restore it in 3 days. The soldiers divided the clothing of Jesus among themselves. Apparently they didn't get enough wages, so they robbed or parted the clothes of those who were hung up on the cross. One garment was woven without seam, and about this there was a contention. It's mine. No, I should get it. No, I should. Finally, they settled the matter by casting lots. You know what that is? We call it drawing straws. Let's see if I can't demonstrate this here for you. Okay. Here are my straws. Which one would you choose? Well, the guy that got the garment chose the long one, let's say. He got the garment. That's called casting lots. And God's prophet had foretold that they would do this. He wrote, dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and feet and part my garments among them and cast lots on my vesture, Psalm 22:16-18. And soon as Jesus was lifted up on the cross, a terrible scene took place. Priests, rulers, and scribes joined with the rabble in mocking and jeering the dying Son of God, saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. Luke 23:37. Next slide, please. He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him come down now from the cross, and we'll believe him. He trusted in God. Let him, God, have him now. Deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. Matthew 27:42-43. And they that passed by railed on him. They made fun of him. They made jokes about him. Wagging their heads and saying, ha ha, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Mark 15:29-30. You know, someday they will remember those words. When they look on the King of the universe and realize what they said to him. Christ could have come down from the cross. He could have done it. But if he had done this, we could never be saved. For our sake, he was willing to die. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, or our part, was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing our last part, number 4, of a lesson entitled Calvary in our study book of the Tiny Tot Lesson, Story About Jesus, and that will take place March 22nd, 2025. Now it's time for the parents and the guests, little ones, mommies or daddies, to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We're still in our topic, Mamas of the Bible. Let's have a listening ear, dear one, for dear brother Josh. We'll share.
So, blessings, everyone. Here's today's lesson concerning in mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verses for our lesson are a topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from FBEL, Family Bible Lesson, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 6, The Sower, the Seed, and the Soil. In Matthew chapter 13 verse 4 says, when he sowed some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. And verses 8 to 9 says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, which is the devil, and catcheth catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This he which receives seed by the wayside. In today's lesson, from Beasts of Burden, will be learned about lesson 2, horses. It's the higher cousin of the donkey. And the memory verse of the whole lesson is Jeremiah 8:6. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course, as the horse rusheth into the battle. And the character quality of the story is industry versus slothfulness. Industry is the habit of working hard and steadily with thoughts and deeds directed by heaven. Nature, horses. A horse is a mammal. Horses combine in a striking way the character qualities of strength and beauty. A fine horse is one of the most powerful animals God has made. And when a horse is left as God made him, with a gracefully flowing mane and tail, he is very beautiful. Or she, too. Even his stately way of carrying himself commands our respect and admiration. An inspired description of the horse is given to us in Job 39:19-25. It shows us why the horse was often used during wars in Bible times. Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? Canst thou make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. He paweth in the valley and rejoiceth in his strength. He goeth on to meet the armed men. He mocketh at fear and is not affrighted, neither turneth he back from the sword. The quiver rattleth against him, the glittering spear and the shield. He swalloweth the ground with fierceness and rage, neither believeth he that it is the sound of the trumpet. He saith among the trumpets, ha ha, and he smelt the battle afar off, and the thunder of the captains and the shouting. Pay no mind to the danger involved. The horse rusheth into the battle, in Jeremiah 8:6. In Bible prophecy, a white horse is used to symbolize the purity of the faith of the early church. See Revelation 6:2. Considering the fearless character of a mighty war horse and symbolic meaning, it is no wonder that Jesus is pictured as sitting upon a white horse during the last battle in this earth's history, the Battle of Armageddon. I saw heaven, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen and white and clean. Revelation 19:11-14. Use illustrations on pages 130 to 132 as you study these lessons about the horses. As Christians, we have been called to fight injustly against Satan. Like a robber, he unlawfully trespasses on our ground and steals the precious grains of heavenly truth, leaving in their place poisonous seeds of his own invention. The industrious war horse can remind us of the daring courage and purity of faith we need in the spiritual battle we are engaged in. And above this picture of this horse says, the horse's mane tail like banners or flags. A flag used in war was called a standard. And below we see a picture of a girl who happens to be an attentive listener as the words next to her head. Continually, it has been said of the Arabian horse that it was as gentle as a lamb and that it needed no other guide than the halter. But when the Arabian mare heard the war cry of the tribe and saw the glittering spear of her rider, her eyes flashed with fire, her blood-red nostrils opened wide, her noble neck arched, and her tail and mane were raised and spread out to the wind. This vivid description of the war horse can remind us of the remnant who are as terrible as an army with banners. Song of Solomon 6:4. As the horse raises its mane and tail, so the remnant lift up a standard or banner or flag for the people. Isaiah 62:10. As the war horse is excited by the glittering spear of her rider, so the remnant are encouraged as their master prepares to fight for them. O Lord, fight against them that fight against me. Draw also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Psalm 35:1-3. The brave horse reminds us to fearlessly charge on, knowing victory is sure. Horses were once the fastest and surest way to travel on land. The pioneers used horses when they settled this country. They were used to pull stagecoaches and cover wagons, and they also carried the mail. Today, the horse is an animal that is enjoyed by families for recreation. The horse was made for working or industry and running. It had as wide nostrils to help it breathe easily, a good smell, sharp ears, and keen eyes. Horses bite grasses and other plants with their sharp front teeth. Then they grind the food with the large, rigid back teeth. As the horse eats grass and its seeds, so the birds in our lesson came and ate the seeds by the wayside. Long, muscular legs give horses the strength to run at fast speeds or to pull a heavy wagon. These powerful legs can also be a weapon. Notice that the horse is a vegetarian and has great strength. We can see damnation of this tree led by this lady who's feeding her horse. And it says, as in the above of the picture of that same horse's head, and below, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle, while the wicked is before me. Psalm 39:1. And below it says, be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Psalm 32:9. A male horse is called a stallion, a female horse, a mare, a newborn horse, a foal. Horses are usually quick to please their owners. This can remind us that God wants us to be equipped to hear the word and please him. Having good memories, horses can be trained to obey commands. A horse can learn to come when its owner calls it by name. Do you smile when God calls you? And do you call upon him when you have a need? He shall call upon me, and I'll answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Psalm 91:15. Horses must be governed by bits and bridles. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. James 3:3. Paul uses this to illustrate the importance of bridling our tongues if we would be obedient to our heavenly master. in disciplining, a whip for the horse is sometimes used. Proverbs 26:3. This can remind us that a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Proverbs 10:13. The horse is a very powerful animal. Without proper discipline, it could be very dangerous to be around. And over here we see James 3:3e, the horse's bridle, which is supposed to be another word, its reins. And we see on the next picture on the right what the horse of gender or is called, a male horse or stallion, a female horse or mare, and a newborn horse or foal. What are members of the horse family called? Well, you already got at the answers. And what can we learn from our new drop experience, dear ones? Let's use our listening ears, little ones. This picture of this daffodil is taken from sisters Joe and Michelle in their garden. And it says below the picture, extravagant and showy with a long base life. Double daffodils display either a double ring of petals, probably double trumpets, or both. Classifications are based in part on flower form or the shape and length of the corona, number of flowers per stem, flower and period, and genetic background information. And the daffodil is among the group of this flower family called perennials. It says here, remember, perennials are plants that live at least 3 years. They may not bloom during the first year of growth. Once they begin to bloom, they do so every year afterwards, depending on their species. Some examples of perennials are lily of the valley, asters, iris, peony, primrose, sweet violets, and many more. And the daffodil is included, even though it was never put in the reading. Moses and Aaron can remind us of perennials blooming year after year, demonstrating their beauty. Moses and Aaron again and again showed their beauty of character by their love for the people and respect for God. And we have this picture of this field filled with sheep, signs taken for our dear sister Eve family. And above the picture says the sheepfold. Jesus is the good shepherd. The sheepfold is a place of safety for a sheep or people. Sister Yi, would you like to share your experience from this picture?
Oh, good morning and happy Sabbath, everyone, especially the little ones. I took this picture a month ago here in our valley, and these ships are actually employed. They are hired and rented to clean up the vineyards. I have a beautiful message from Sister Rosie when I sent this to her, giving the analogy of the ship. We are the ships and our true shepherd, who is Jesus Christ. That really touched my heart. And thank you for letting me share this with you.
He said it is above of in this picture as an earthly shepherd knows his sheep, so does the divine shepherd from know his flock that are scattered throughout the world. Ye my flock, the flock of my pasture are men, and I am your God, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel 34:31, and taken from the book Gospel Worker, page 181, paragraph 2. We will end with these pictures from Sister Yi. And I'll give the mic back to Mom now.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Sister Yi, and also also, Cecil family, for all the beautiful nature that you have experienced to share with us. We are really blessed by it. And we are looking forward for this spring as the children and the parents will continue to learn more about God's creation. And remember, little ones, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Amen. Well, dear little ones, we have a new chapter and we also have a new hymn. And I was praying, asking the Lord to remind me of a little song, and by God's grace with our dear brother Greg, he has the hymn that will be changed on part two. I found also the little small version of that particular hymn, and this one is Fishers of Man 500, and it goes, I will make you fishers of men. Fishers of men, fishers of men, I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. If you follow me, if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. Hear Christ calling, come on to me, come on to me, come on to me. Hear Christ calling, come on to me, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Hear Christ calling, come on to me, I will give you rest.
Amen. Beautiful.
If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies or elder siblings would like to open in our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your minds to do so, dear one.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Please protect us. Please protect the people who are here and the people who are not here. Please protect the people that are not here. I hopefully did. Not here for anything. Please protect the people who are here. Thank you for letting them come. Please protect the people who are sick. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we begin, dear ones, I would like to be able to ask all the little ones and the parents that. And on Friday night, for those parents that may not have the ability to be with their children for the purpose of work or anything like that, we are going to try to see if we can open the chat room besides this little chat room, that the little ones may be able to have an opening Sabbath on Friday night. So keep it in prayer that the Lord may be able to do so. And we are looking for any one of the parents that would like to participate, that the little ones will be a little bit grounded on what Sabbath is and how does it begin, because some of them are having a little bit of trouble. Friday begins sundown and it also ends at sundown. So I just want to have that little announcement. Please keep it in prayer, dear ones, that we may be able to edify the little ones and their parents. The opening to our study is taken from John chapter 21 verse 1, King James Version, and it reads, after these things Jesus showed himself again to the disciple at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise show he himself. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled By the Sea Once More of our study book, The Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the following verses, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
John 21 verse 2, the King James Version. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and
Nathaniel,
and of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of
Zebedee,
and two other of his disciples.
John 21, verse 3, King James Version. Simon Peter said unto them, I go fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing.
John 21, verse 4, King James Version. But when the morning was now, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus.
John 21, verse 5, King James Version. Then Jesus said unto him, children, have ye ate any meat? They answered him, no.
Amen. And we'll bubble down.
John 21, verse 6, and he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes.
John 21:7. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon heard it, Peter heard that, and it was the Lord, he girt his fish to him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Remnant family and little ones. Today we will cover pages 809 through 810. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. We are in The Desire of Ages, page 809. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mind.
The Desire of Ages, page 809. Jesus had appointed to meet his disciples in Galilee, and soon after the Passover week was ended, they bent their steps thither. Their absence from Jerusalem feast would have been interpreted as disaffection and heresy. Therefore, they remained till its close. But this over, they gladly turned homeward to meet the Savior as he directed.
The Desire of Ages, page 809. Seven of the disciples were in company. They were clad in the humble garb of fishermen. They were poor in worldly gods, but God's goods, but rich in the knowledge, and practice of the truth, which in the sight of heaven gave them the highest rank as teachers. Mm-hmm. Next slide, please.
Continuing, they had not been students in the school of the prophets. For 3 years, they had been taught by the greatest
educator
the world has ever known. Under his instruction, they had become elevated, intelligent, and refined agents through whom men might be led to a knowledge of the truth. Desire of Ages, page 809, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And our dear sister, want to share to let you know that clad is clothing and garb is clothed and clothing. Garb is clothing. Thank you, dear sister Yiyi. And let's learn our first beautiful song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verses 63, margin. Scripture singer song in the section of character building of the memory verse CD. Amen. And we are still in page 809. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? You may unmute your mic.
We're reading from the Desire of Ages, page 809. Much of the time of Christ's ministry had been passed near the Sea of Galilee. As the disciples gathered in a place where they were not likely to be disturbed, they found themselves surrounded by reminders of Jesus and his mighty works. On this sea, when their hearts were filled with terror and the fierce storm was hurrying them to destruction, Jesus had walked upon the billows to their rescue. Next slide, please.
Desire of Ages, page 8. No, go ahead, little one.
Thank you. Continuing, here the tempest had been hushed by his word. Within sight was the beach, where above 10,000 persons had been fed from a few small loaves and fishes. Not far distance was
Capernaum,
the scene of so many miracles as the disciples looked upon the scene. Their minds were full of the words and deeds of their Savior. The Desire of Ages, page 809, verse 3, paragraph 3.
And thank you, Brother Joel, for allowing her to go.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear little ones. Let's learn another beautiful song. And this one is a scripture song as well, but this one is in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3, King James Version. In the same scripture song singer, but this is the section of heaven, memory verse C.
I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. An everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3.
Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. We are in the Desired Ages, page 810. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desired Ages, page 810. The evening was pleasant, and Peter, who still had much of his old love for boats and fishing, proposed that they should go out upon the sea and cast their nets. In this plan, all were ready to join. They were in need of food and clothing, which the proceeds of a successful night's fishing would supply. Next slide, please.
So they went out into their boat but they caught nothing. All night they toiled without success. Through the weary hours, they talked of their absent Lord and recalled the wonderful events they had witnessed in his ministry beside the sea. They questioned as to their own future and grew sad at the prospect before them. Desire of Ages, page 810, paragraph 1.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful song. And this one is in Proverbs chapter 19, verses 20 to 21, in the same section of heaven of this scripture. Sing a song. See.
Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Proverbs 19:20-21.
Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 810. All the while, a lone watcher upon the shore followed them with his eye, while he himself was unseen. At length, the morning dawned. The boat was but a little way from the shore, and the disciples saw a stranger standing upon the beach, who accosted them with a question.
Continuing, children, have ye any meat? They answered, no. He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find the cast. Therefore, ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. The Desire of Ages, page 810, paragraph 2.
Continuing the reading. John recognized the stranger and exclaimed to Peter, "It is the Lord." Peter was so elated and so glad that in his eagerness he cast himself into the water and was soon standing by the side of his master. The other disciples came in their boat, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. The Desire of Ages, page 810, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Imagine that the Lord prepared a meal for his disciple. What a true blessing. We have special music today. Dear little sister, Haley, she will share the song that the Lord placed in her heart, and she will be singing it in a cappella.
Good evening, everybody. I love you, Jesus, my dear sweet Jesus. You are my Savior. I love you so. I want to tell you, I really love you. Please don't take your spirit away. I love you, Jesus, my dear sweet Jesus. You make me kind. You make me happy. You are so nice. I really love you. I love you, Jesus. You are my Savior. I want to tell you, I really love you. Please you take your spirit away. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Dear ones, if you have any songs that you would like to be able to share for what the Lord has placed in your heart, we will be able to listen and glorify God for what he has done in your life. We thank you, dear family, for sharing. We have come to the ending of our study, dear ones. I'm sorry. I just remember these children was just born yesterday. we will hold all the questions that we were gathered next Sabbath by God's grace. To have the review. Next Sabbath, we'll be reviewing the first part of our new chapter entitled By the Sea Once More. If you have any questions besides this first part and introduction to this particular chapter, you could send it that we can do any research and bring it forth. If not, keep it until we get together next week by God's grace. Who would like to close with prayer, dear ones, mommy, so daddy, so even our guests?
Pray, bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father Jesus, we want to take time to thank you for these blessed lessons that you provide through our dear sister Rosie every Sabbath for the children. And indeed, the slides are so beautiful, even spectacular. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your provision in that regard. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the participation of the little ones and also of their parents. Father, thank you for all these blessings that you provide for us during the Sabbath day. As we move on to the next section of the studies, we continue to pray for your blessings throughout. We pray and for the speaker that you will provide for him the words to speak and what to share with us today. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this blessed Sabbath day again. Be with anyone that is in discomfort or any pain or any malady, I pray. Thank you for your love and kindness for us. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Praise the Lord. In Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will be reviewing chapter 85 by the sea once more, and that will take place March 22nd, 2025, from our lesson 430. Welcome to all of those that are just coming in. Leaving the scripture and also our quote. This one is taken from a book of Maranatha, 78, paragraph 3, and the scripture is taken from Isaiah 26, 3, and it reads, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rag, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." Our quote reads, "The white robe of innocence was worn by our first parents when they were placed by God in Holy Eden. But when sin entered, they severed their connection, their connection with God, and the light that had encircled them departed. Nothing can man devise so to supply the place of his lost robe of innocence. Only the covering which Christ himself has provided can make us meet to appear in God's presence. This covering, the robe of his own righteousness, Christ will put upon every repentant believing soul. This robe, wove in the loom of heaven, has in it not one thread of human devising. Christ, in his humanity, brought out a perfect character, and this character he offered to impart to us. All our righteousness as filthy rags." May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.